her growling stomach was actually pushing her away from the table, adding to her difficulties. Her arms growing pudgier and fleshier as she consumed wouldn't bend as easily, but she still struggled to grab more food from the table. That was only a temporary solution, though, because, as she ate, her hips pressed harder and harder into the armrest of her chair. She was blowing up so big and so fast that she was soon going to outgrow it, and the tortured wood made ominous creaking noises as her expanding bulk put increasing pressure on its frame.
What's happening to me?
Gasped Daphne to herself between big, gluttonous gulps.
I'm blowing up like a balloon. I'm turning into a blimp. But this food is just so good that I can't stop getting bigger and fatter and wider and rounder. Oh, so full, but so hungry.
Her giant belly resembled a big, overripe watermelon on the vine, grown to ridiculous proportions, and ready to burst open. She prayed that her clothes would continue to hold her. On the fourth course, the chair finally buckled and splintered, sending Daphne to the ground with a thunderous crash. Daphne landed with a splat on her well-padded bottom, her enormous blueberry body quivering and shaking like a mountain of gelatin. Her clothes shook and trembled, but miraculously not a single stitch popped, despite the near-constant moans and grumbling they emitted. Now the waiter had to place entrees right in front of her face as Daphne lay on the floor on her big, bloated behind, too stuffed to lift herself up. The entire crowd now turned to watch her, ignoring their own meals to gaze in fascination at this behemoth beauty stuffing herself to immobility in their midst.
"Look at this greedy hog," laughed one young woman, walking up to poke Daphne's rounded flank. "She looks ready to burst."
"I don't think she's going to last much longer," said another diner, patting her billowing paunch.
His touch sent ripples through her gut. Now everyone was whispering, remarking in wonder on Daphne's increasing girth.
"She's really getting huge. I've never seen anyone who gets the chef's special treatment get that big.
And she's not even done. I can't wait to see how big she gets before this is all over. It's gonna be a hell of a show."
By the time Daphne finished the fifth course, she had grown absolutely enormous, resembling nothing so much as a gigantic round blimp with a tiny peanut head almost enveloped by her burgeoning flesh. She felt stuffed and gorged beyond belief, so full that her breathing was shallow and labored, her belly button ever so gently brushing the ceiling with every wheezing inhalation. Her tortured clothes were stretched to the absolute limits around her vast, blimpish bulk, straining so hard that it hardly seemed possible that they hadn't burst to shreds already. She was so full that it almost seemed that the pressure of her constrictive garments would be enough to rupture her. Daphne was so round that she couldn't move a muscle. She could barely see beyond her own flesh, encased in a gray cloth prison that creaked and grumbled ominously.
"Is Madame enjoying her meal?" asked the waiter's voice.
Daphne blinked dumbly. She was so stuffed that it was hard to think straight, hard to even fathom the impossibility of her situation, that a single meal had blown her up to the size of a human blimp. After a moment, she regained some of her composure.
"Oh, yes," she gurgled dreamily. "It's absolutely delicious. Everything is so good. I could just keep eating like this forever."
Daphne was so stupid and bloated that she didn't even try to suppress the sudden burp that wrecked her body, sending blubbery ripples under the surface of her insanely taut clothing.
"Now then, madam," said the waiter, appearing in her field of vision, "we have one final course, the dessert."
Daphne swiveled her head as much as she could, her eyes wide with panic, but also anticipation.
"Are you insane?"
she wheezed, sweat pouring down her chubby face.
"I'm absolutely stuffed. I couldn't eat another bite."
Wait, Daphne yelped as she heard the waiter's voice fade slightly. Was he walking away? She desperately craned her neck, as much as she could, to try to catch a glimpse of him. She knew she was totally full, that consuming still more food was the height of folly. But it was all just so good that she couldn't stop herself. "Yes, madam?" said the waiter's voice.
Just tell me what the dessert is," said Daphne. "I'm not saying that I want it," she added snappishly. "I just want to know."
"Of course, madam. It's a sumptuous white chocolate mousse, a house favorite. The richest and most decadent dish we were available at the restaurant." Somewhere along the enormous flanks, Daphne's tiny, useless hands clenched and flexed, as if she was subconsciously trying to reach out for that tasty dessert that she knew was out of her reach. Despite herself, Daphne felt her mouth begin to water. That did sound positively sinful. She knew that she couldn't be hungry, or shouldn't be hungry, but her vast belly was throbbing with almost painful fullness even now. But the thought of this tempting treat made her simply ravenous. She felt her stomach growl despite its fullness.
"Madam," said the waiter,
"has Madam made her choice?" Sweating, Daphne tried to answer. She tried to deny her want, her need. She tried to say,
"No, I had enough, no more. I couldn't eat another morsel. Enough already, I'll explode."
Anything, but she couldn't. All that came out was a high-pitched, helpless squeak as her pleasure circuits took control. Helplessly licking her plump lips, Daphne nodded to the waiter.
"It seems she may have some difficulty, so if Madam would permit me the pleasure, I will help her."
The waiter lifted a bowl above Daphne's head, a huge silver bowl brimming with rich white chocolate. She slowly started to tip the chalice, and the warm, sinful concoction dripped down into Daphne's eager open mouth. Losing all control of herself, Daphne eagerly lapped up the ooey-gooey chocolate as it poured into her face. Heavenly! Ripples of pleasure echoed through her cavernous blimp of a body. All around her, the other patrons, who had been so eager to observe her earlier growth, began to back away, whispering nervously amongst themselves, "Do you think she's going to make it?"
"She's gone farther than any winter I've ever seen. I think she might even get through the dessert."
"I don't know. She's looking pretty tight in there. Let's move back. Just in case." Their concerns didn't even register. So lost was Daphne in the pleasures of the feast. But as she swallowed the mousse, her body grew even more, swelling out in all directions like an inflating water balloon hooked to a faucet. The summit of her massive belly slowly began to press against the ceiling, forcing more of her to expand outwards along her sides. Her clothing stretched as thin as tissue paper, the seams groaning under the ridiculous pressure, the buttons trembling as they struggled to hold in her enormous balloon of a body. Her clothes acted as a fragile exoskeleton, the only thing keeping her vast, flabby body in some vague semblance of a human form. She was completely round, like a gigantic soccer ball, a huge whale of a woman, a ball of blubber growing ever bigger, ever larger. As the last drops of the mousse entered her mouth, Daphne was so crammed full that she didn't dare even sigh in satisfaction. She looked like a mess. Her tubby face was covered in chocolate. She lolled her tongue along her chunky cheeks, hoping to lap up even just a little more of that mind-blowing taste. She knew she shouldn't, but oh fuck it. It was good!
"My God," she mumbled, peering down at herself. "What happens to me? I'm a blimp! I'm huge! Oh crap, I'm so full! I can't believe this! I think I'm gonna explode!"
She held her breath fearfully, but she didn't blow as she feared she might. She could feel everything she'd eaten churning around inside her voluminous gut, turning swiftly into a new, fat, a galaxy of blubber to add to her zeppelin-like girth. Her tightly quivering skin was at its absolute limit, ready to tear apart with the slightest provocation. And it was all her fault for stuffing herself like such a pig. How could she have lost control like that? This was terrible. It was all because of this terrible restaurant. They had done this to her.
"I'll show them," she thought angrily. "As soon as I get out of here, I'm going to sue them for everything they're worth. I'll take them down. They'll soon regret the day they mess with Daphne Sinclair."
She was suddenly shaken out of her thoughts by the waiter's voice. Did Madame enjoy her meal? Hmm? She said, confused. She strained to look at him, but her own massive, chipmunk-like cheeks obscured her vision, pressing in on her round, moon-like face. Did Madame enjoy her meal?
No, Madame did not. Maybe the next course will be better, Daphne thought.
She tried to snap at the waiter, but her lips had grown so fleshly that even talking was a challenge. So all she did was mutter incoherently. But then realization hit. The meal was over. She had eaten everything, consumed all 8 courses of this insane feast. She surpassed her limits, stuffed herself beyond what any human could ever possibly consume, and she hadn't burst. The ordeal was over. She felt a tingle of relief pass through her trembling, overfull belly. But she couldn't so much as lift a finger in relief. Would Madame care for an after-dinner mint, though? Asked waiter suddenly, holding up a tiny chocolate wafer. Daphne stared, her eyes ballooning. Sweat broke out anew on her forehead as her eyes locked on that tiny mint. A mixture of pure visceral fear and deep longing greed battled in her mind. That mint. It looked so good. So cool and refreshing. It had to be just as good as the rest of the feast. But she was so full, so ridiculously past full, that she dared not. No, she couldn't. Yet, she couldn't stop herself from opening her mouth eagerly and lolling her tongue, begging, pleading wordlessly, for the waiter to place that tiny last treat in her waiting mouth, to give her that final little tidbit that surely would prove her undoing. Her body quivered and creaked, so packed with blubber that the slightest waft of air against her sides produced a deep rumbling like a kettle drum. The buttons of her jacket were ready to give. The gaps between each shivering button could be measured in feet. The seams in her skirt were fraying, moaning with the intense pressure that her giant fat-filled thighs and belly were placing against it. Her underwear, too, was bursting at the seams. Her panties ready to split, her bra ready to buckle. She was nothing but a helpless blob, and the only way that she could save herself, the only way to end this before she simply exploded like an overfilled air mattress, would be for her to stop eating, to refuse that mint. But she knew that she was completely powerless. Inside her head, she silently prayed that the waiter would have mercy, despite all her insults and rants, that he would refuse to obey her requests and simply not give her the mint. But, at the same time, she hoped, hoped beyond all reason, that he could let her have it, let her taste that one last savory bite. She needed it. The waiter was saying something in response to her, but she could barely hear him above the desperate creaking of her own overloaded body. Ugh! She gasped, barely able to breathe enough to get out a sound. Her plump lips parted eagerly as the waiter leaned over to gently place that last nibble into her mouth. There, he said unconsciously as he nudged her chin shut. The savory taste of rich mint chocolate touched her tongue, and Daphne cooed softly at the flavor. Dumbly, she began to chew. Her eyes glazed, her mind lost in rapturous pleasure, a goofy smile plastering across her puffy, sauce-spattered cheeks. Daphne struggled to swallow, forcing that last bit of mint down in her overbloated belly. And that was it. She was finally done. She gasped in relief, as far as she dared, since even breathing too deeply seemed like it'd be enough to blow her poor, overstretched skin to bits. But, unfortunately, she'd eaten just one bite too many, and her body was still swelling, stretching, becoming tighter and tighter. Her eyes widened with renewed panic as she realized what was happening, and she tried to squeak out a plea for help, but her burgeoning flesh made it impossible for her to talk. "And now that you've finished," said the waiter, "it's time for the show to begin." He must have noticed the quizzical look in her eyes a second before detonation. "It will be a spectacular fireworks show, madam. The biggest and the best."